to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I want to jump right into this episode. I woke up this morning, and it's a nice, balmy, let's get you an actual number, 27 degrees out. And I just wasn't feeling like doing anything. I'm recording this on Sunday, and I wasn't in the mood to be active, be productive. I just wasn't feeling it. So as every single TikTok influencer that is on the app considering mental health will tell you, they said, first, go for a walk. It's 27 degrees out. I don't mind the cold, but I do not like the cold that much when it's just walking around outside. So grab the dogs, got them all, you know, collared up and such. And we went for a walk outside for probably about an hour. And normally I'll have like an audiobook or a podcast or something playing as I'm going on this walk. And today I just let the silence settle in. I didn't do anything. I just, you know, worried about the crunch of the snow under my feet, the clang of their collars and their leash, and the constant stops every 2 seconds for Bella having to go potty because they're dogs and they've got to mark their territory. I get it. It'd be like that sometimes. But as I was walking, I kind of realized, man, this is so incredibly peaceful. And something I really want to ask you is, when's the last time you took some time to just be at peace with yourself? When's the last time you went to go play video games or read a book or watch a movie or do anything where it wasn't because your buddies said, hey man, you've got to watch this, you've got to check this show out, you've got to read this book, you've got to play this game, you got to whatever. When's the last time you just did something for fun for yourself, just to help yourself relax, just to put yourself at peace? See, far too often people go through their day, heck, they even go through weeks, months, years even, just based on what other people are telling them to do. They don't worry about what they want. They don't consider their needs. They just follow the crowd. And there's a lot to be said for following the crowd because, I mean, look at Game of Thrones. That was a cultural phenomenon. Minus the ending. But really, like, when's the last time you took some time for yourself to just do what you wanted or to take up an activity where you're not worried about, okay, if I'm knitting and I make 15 of these scarves, for instance, I can sell them on Etsy for blah, 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 and then I can... When's the last time you just said, I really am excited to do this and I can't wait to see what happens? I just want to enjoy the process of making something. I want to enjoy the process of taking this hobby on. I want to just be here and be present with this hobby for what it is because it helps put me at ease. And the problem with so many people not taking the appropriate time to relax and just kind of settle themselves is you never get to relax. You never get to actually let your hair down. You never get to really be settled in just enjoying life for what it is. Y'all, I'm going to say something right here. Life is too short. Life is way too short to be stuck behind your phone or be stuck on your computer or be stuck in your inbox and your emails just worrying about what other people are needing. Look at this email. Look at this sale we have. Look at this. Respond to this person right away. I need to... Oh, this person texted me. I have to text them back immediately. Like, dude, take a deep breath and think about what you want. You don't have to answer every phone call. You don't have to respond to every text message in a lightning quick manner. Some days, you just need to wake up and go, I'm taking a day for me. I'm taking a day to do whatever I want. I'm taking a day to relax. I'm taking a day to spend my entire time doing whatever it is that brings me joy. One of my students that I'm working with plays, like on his off days, he will play video games for 8 hours straight. His parents hate that he does that. And I asked him, I said, y'all, what do you do in your off time? And their dad goes, honestly, I don't really have much off time. If I'm not at work, I'm back at home working on the car. If I'm not working on the car, I'm working on fixing up the house. I'm not working on fixing up the house. That's really all I do. And I'm like, I challenge you to take a day to do whatever you want. If you want to work on the car, if you want to fix up the house, go for it. But do it because you want to, not because you feel a need to. And see what happens. too many people don't give themselves enough time to really enjoy the things in life that they enjoy because we're so wrapped up in making sure that we're hitting some sort of arbitrary deadline. I want you to do that once this week for just an hour. Take an hour to yourself to do what you want that brings you true and unimaginable joy. And I want you to see what happens. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone remembers that you are important, that you matter, that you are loved, that you are the most wonderfully complex human being, and it is a pleasure just to have you in this world. You make a difference every single day just by being a part of it. I love you very much. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.